From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to not Wild Michigan. Oh, man. Can you tell it's going to be a long weekend? I was ready to say, welcome to Not Just Guns. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about Not Just Guns because they are the ones for over 3 years been helping us stay on the air, and we are very appreciative of them. They are right there at the corner of Cedar Street near 127. Very small, unassuming building. Kind of sits back just a little bit. But as I was in there the other day, it was packed. It was packed with people, packed with inventory. I mean, top to bottom, floor to ceiling, all over the place. It has got inventory, and that means there's going to be a big sale. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Also want to thank our friends at Conquest Sense. Doug Roberts was going to join us today, but he is a little under the weather. We wish for him to be feeling better soon so we can find out what's going on with fawns and antler growth. But in the meantime, if you're out checking tree stands, need a little scent cover, by all means, pick up some Evercomb. From Conquest Sense and Sense in a Stick. Plus, if you're trying to defend your plants, your perennials and your annuals against critters, they've got the Danger Zone as well. So make sure that you go to conquestsense.com and get them your order, and they will get it to you, just like our friends at Not Just Guns will as well. Now I can talk about Not Just Guns because it was just dying to get out of me. Mike Green, how are you, sir? Welcome.
Fantastic. Glad to be here.
Man, I tell you what, you guys, it is 4th of July weekend everywhere, 200 and whatever we are. I'm not even going to do the math right now. What are we, 246? Yeah, we're 246 years of defending the Second Amendment, and you have been enjoying and working hard. It's got to be enjoyable if you want to work as hard as you do, Mike, to keep things going and not just guns.
I tell you, I'm not complaining by any means, but we do, and the guys work hard. A lot goes on. We've got 3 to 4 hours every day of restocking shelves, price adjusting. We're constantly cost averaging. A lot of work goes in to keep a good selection of product in front of your customers, keeping your staff educated, and trying to keep the price down. We're shooters, too, and we know everybody works hard for their money, so we really try to sell as cheap as we can and still pay the bills to keep you shooting.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I was in there on Saturday, I think, Friday or Saturday last week. Saturday was because my daughter's boyfriend's birthday. It's the halfway to Christmas birthday. And you know, I'm looking, I was going to get a knife. I want to get him out the front knife. And I'm looking, I'm like, you know what? The knife is such a personal thing. When you carry, just for an everyday carry thing, whether you're using it for a utility or personal protection or whatever the case, that's a very personal thing. So I ended up getting him a gift card.
Yeah.
Impersonal, but works. You know what I mean? I mean, you guys have such a selection of knives that I really didn't expect that. I mean, and good quality stuff, too.
Yeah, we do. We've worked hard to build those relationships. Some of these manufacturers obviously can't keep up, and trying to get them to sell you product takes a long time. And we're very, very proud to be Microtech dealers, Benchmade, Spyderco, you know, Gerber, Buck, all the basics. But some of these guys, they just can't get the product out quick enough. So when we do get it, it's a big deal.
It is. And, you know, it was funny. I was standing next to a young man. He's looking at the ammunition and he's like, well, do I get a box of such and such? You know, well, I can get it and I can have it and then I can actually shoot. So, yeah, I mean, it was a quick decision because you had it, because it was there. He bought it. And that's just good thinking because you never know, you know, when you want to go out and shoot and when it's going to be at that price.
Absolutely. I will tell you this. We've had more price increases between April and the 1st of June. So April and May, and I think we've had in the last 2 years.
Wow.
It's been crazy. it's gone up anywhere from $2 to $10 a box, depending on the caliber. It's been ridiculous.
Is that Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us here on Wild Michigan? Mike, is that because of supply and demand? I'm going to say it, panic buying. I mean, never should there be a time where we're panic buying, ever. But
no, and it's really been the manufacturers finally understanding that they need to charge more for their product. When COVID happened and it was a supply and demand, the price increases were from all the middle people. So every time it changed hands, it went up. This has been pure manufacturer raising their prices due to fuel costs, due to, you know, material costs. They've raised it several times.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, there's been a lot of, we have incurred as just everyday citizens, not even business owners, have incurred costs at the pump. It's going down temporarily. By the time the weekend hits here, by the time you hear this, it'll probably have jet up 40 cents a gallon. But because of the 4th of July weekend. But, I mean, that's just what we're dealing with right now. So why not, when Mike's got 100,000 rounds of 223 sitting there in the showroom, why not buy a case while you're right there? I saw the price. It's not that bad at all.
No, we've got some of the best prices we've had. We're actually selling this weekend. Today through Saturday, we've got a super sale for the 4th. We've got ammo prices that are on the shelf extremely close to where ammo was pre-COVID.
Wow. That's...
Which is crazy. I can't buy it for what we're selling it for. But we've saved this. We've cost averaged with other SKUs to keep these prices low, but get people out shooting, keep them coming in. Doing our best.
Yeah, and that's really impressive too, because when I was out to your place and you guys were busy and all of your guys on the floor were busy, it was funny. I drove by another gun shop that I pass on the way and didn't really look like that, and I know firsthand that it's about customer service, it's about price, and it's about availability, and that's what you guys have got going. Aside from everything in the store, what do you think is going to be the hot seller this weekend?
I think it's going to be ammo. I really do. We sent out over 70,000 emails last night, and another 70,000 this morning with ammo prices listed. I haven't seen ammo prices like that anywhere. So I think we're going to be selling ammo, and we are doing a free box of ammo with every firearm purchase. We're doing a free t-shirt with every purchase. We've got some incredible deals, so guns will be a close second, I think.
Man, that's awesome. I'm so glad to see you guys. I mean, I remember when you first got in there. This is long before our conversation about this show and everything else. You guys were just kind of figuring things out and going, and now you, I mean, it's gotten so good for you guys, and the business you are doing is so good. You were able to reward your employees with a little walleye trip I got to see online.
Yes, it was amazing. These guys work so hard, and it's not a glamorous job. It's retail. We all know how that can be. And they work 6 days a week, and every day is a 12 to 14 hour day. That's just the way it is. And sometimes we get a chance to pump the brakes, get everybody together, and do something nice for the guys. And I was so happy that we did, because they got a great day on the water. We took the fish that they cleaned for us, that the charter boat captain did, and took it to the restaurant. Everybody had dinner and drinks. They fried up our fish, and we got to hang out off the clock. And it was really good to see the guys cut loose a little bit, get to hang out and not talk shop talk. It was good.
Wait, Stan cuts loose?
Real good. Once in a while. It was like work for him. We've even got a smile out of him once.
I don't know who landed the sheep's head, but it was a pretty impressive fish.
We caught a few big ones, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us right now. NotJustGuns.com, the big 4th of July sale going on this weekend. If you're catching it on our affiliates, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. If you're catching this on the podcast, make sure you hit up our website, WildMichiganRadio.com, with a direct link to Not Just Guns. More coming your way on Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Happy to have you here and happy to have you join us on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast there absolutely free anytime you want, 24/7, anywhere in the world. And that is because guys like Mike Green and Doug and Karen Roberts, Conquest Sense, and of course, Not Just Guns, have been putting it together and giving us what we need to make sure that you have those things for free, okay? The podcast will forever be free, and you can go back as far back as our podcasts have been on, and I'm saying that's probably 12, 13 years you can go back, and listen to old shows, and they will forever be there. As long as we can keep it up on this on the Podbean site, we'll be happy to keep those on there. So it's a fun thing that we do here, and I know Mike Green enjoys what he does because he wouldn't be putting 20 hours a day in that store to make it work. He joins us right now on the Conquest Sense Hotline. Mike, I'm going to say this is just me talking, okay? Ever since I kind of cut out the main news sources, cut out the crazy television and them telling me what they think is going to happen and what gloom and doom is coming, my life has gotten a lot better. And despite what they're saying about the economy, people are making their trek to buy what they want to buy, and they're not going to stop it. You see that firsthand.
We do. We're lucky to be able to pull our data out of our point of sale system. We can see where, how many miles somebody's traveled, because obviously we have their address from doing federal paperwork, and we can track that. Right now, our average customer is still over 70 miles, and that's not our farthest customer, that's our average customer. So we don't discount that. We know you drive, our customers are driving past several gun stores to shop with us. We're blessed to have that type of following. So we got to keep prices and service top priority, because these gas prices go up. It, you know, people think about that when they're making that trip.
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, even doing what I do outside of this is not like my main source of income. It's what I love to do. And it's definitely a benefit to have this source of income from this show. But I'm still seeing people buying things that are not necessarily necessities. And that makes me feel good that people are still doing what they want to do with their money. And they're not letting everybody tell them that, you know, the big black cloud is coming.
Yep, they're still coming in and still buying. And you know, firearms could be considered a luxury item to some point. Some of us consider them a necessity for different reasons. But people are still buying them. And it's not just carry guns. It's not just hunting guns. It's a broad spectrum of, you know, guys shooting, competing, first guns for their children, teaching them to shoot. I mean, it's across the board. We're still seeing a good, steady mix. Not one any hot spot. That tells me it's just organic sales, you know.
Mike Green joins us from Not Just Guns here on Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Mike, a lot of people are starting to build their own. They get the assemblies for these firearms, and they're putting things together themselves. And that seems to be a real hot trend, I'm guessing, in the past 5 years. I could be missing, you know, a little bit of the timeline, but it seems to be very popular right now.
Absolutely. I can't tell you, every single day we sell, you know, somebody multiple parts or parts to complete or finish a build or start a build. The AR platform is something that is super easy to accessorize. It's super easy to build. We actually do teach a class, and you can sit down with a gunsmith and build your own gun. That's becoming popular. We're starting to get ready to schedule that out for the fall. It's super easy to do. You don't have to have a ton of fancy tools. You can almost watch a YouTube video and build an AR. So it makes it, you know, makes it nice to be able to build your own gun exactly how you want it, whether you're trying to save money or whether you just want it that custom. That platform makes it really easy.
You know, I remember back in the day when, you know, when the new thing would come out, everybody would flock to it. And the new thing doesn't always fit everybody. And that's where the AR platform really comes into play because, like you said, you can build it and design it to your specifications, to your body style, and still have it be, you know, workable to somebody else in the family.
Absolutely. It's a very, very, very user-friendly platform. You know, adjustability and length of pull, weight. Optics, accessories. It's just a super easy platform to shoot, learn. It's a shame it gets such a bad stigma of being this awful, you know, scary gun, but it's probably the most, you know, popular firearm platform out there. There's so many calibers. I mean, every day there's a new caliber, it seems like, coming out, and it usually is for the AR platform.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and I, to me, that's encouraging. People are taking the time to learn about the mechanics of their firearms and what they're putting together and its uses. Because, look, these things have become so well accepted in the hunting community, now it's not even funny.
Yeah, we see just as many guys set these up for varmint hunting, whether it's coyotes, woodchucks, or whether it's deer. There's so many great deer cartridges that we can use in lower Michigan that run through an AR platform that it just, it's natural. You're going to see guys moving to that trend for hunting.
Absolutely. Awesome. Mike Lee, Mike Green joins us from Not Just Guns. Mike, real quickly, the academy, the Great Lakes Training Center next to you guys, that has got to be absolutely busy right now.
It is. It's actually a little bit slower due to the wet, nice weather. We don't get as many people in the summertime that want to shoot indoors. They want to do live fire outside. So our outside classes are a little busier than our indoor classes. But we've got medical classes running right now. We've got basic pistol orientation 1 and 2, which is great for the beginner or somebody that's getting back into firearms, wants to brush up on safety. You know, the basics of pistol before a CPL class. CPL classes are staying super full, busy. There's a lot going on down there. We're going to be adding a simulator. That's a project that's coming up. So we'll have that going by September, or you could come in and run rifle or pistol in a simulator with real recoil, real sound, no cost to run it with ammo because it's all electronic and digital, pneumatically driven. So we've got some pretty good stuff coming up down at the training center for the cooler months.
That's awesome. Mike Green, Not Just Guns. I got to hand it to you, man. You guys are not just sitting back, you know, on what you've built. You guys are expanding, and but still staying small enough that we can find you there in Mason, because that is a great location and very easy to find.
We hear it all the time. A lot of our customers, especially auction customers, will make that drive, and they love just jumping off the highway, and we're right across from the exit. We're perfect spot.
Yeah, no sense trying to cross four lanes of traffic just to get into your store. That right there, that's like running Frogger, for those of you that remember trying to get into a store anyplace else. But no, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, Mike Green, Not Just Guns, the huge, should I say huge, 4th of July sale this weekend. Get out there and see him. If you can't join him this weekend, make sure to see him online or any other time. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Happy 4th of July.
You as well. Happy birthday, America. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. I'm having a day, man. It's okay. It's okay. By the time you hear this, it'll all be gone. It'll all be fine. Happy birthday, America, is what I want to say. Independence weekend. We are going to be 246 years old, if my math is correct. And we are... they're still moving forward, and we're going to pick up our good friend Dan Kimmel from Great Lakes Bass. Join us right now. Dan, how are you, and where are you?
I am feeling really good because I'm at Round Lake catching bass.
See? And I knew that, but I had to ask for everybody else's benefit. And right now, Dan, no one likes you.
I know. Everybody's do you ever work? Or yeah, every day I'm not fishing.
But so you already landed one largemouth out there, which that is a great fishery for largemouth bass and pike as well.
Yep.
So what did you take it on, and what did you get first thing this morning?
Well, I caught like 7 keepers and 5 crappie and 2 pike, and then one largemouth, almost 6 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a big head and bulgy eyes, my favorite kind.
That is a big fish. I mean, for largemouth, for a largemouth for Michigan, sure. For smallmouth, not so much. I mean, that's like what I catch.
Yeah, everybody's catching even bigger ones now. So, few guys up north are catching unbelievable fish, apparently.
That's crazy, but you're out there, you're enjoying it. That's a very nice lake. I think it gets more attention in the wintertime for ice fishing than I ever see in the summertime, which is funny.
Yeah, in general, it's very popular ice fishing because we don't have a lot of water here in the desert of Michigan.
Right. Only 20% of the world's fresh water, just not much, you know. But
just not right here. Just you got to drive. But I'm halfway to everywhere, and you are too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good thing about living in the Lansing area, which, you know, I live in Holt. But you're like literally 15 minutes from anywhere, 5 minutes from any kind of farming, and like 3 minutes from any kind of fishable water. So there's no excuse, you know, why you don't fish if you like to fish. But Dan Kimmel, GreatLakesBass.com, is out bass fishing as we speak on Round Lake out there in Langsburg. And how is the access out there? I mean, it's not like, you know, it's got a lot of docks and places to put in.
No, it's the store runs the actual boat launch for $6, and you can launch a bass boat there. There's just no dock, so the buddy system helps, or a nice rope.
A good rope attached to your vehicle that is in park, preferably. But Dan's out there fishing. So what's been going on with GreatLakesBass.com? I mean, you know, you're finally getting some time to fish. But what have the reports been so far? Because we've had a very odd year for weather. Our spring was very wet, but now the summer's pretty hot and dry overall. We've had some really nice cool days, but there's some hot days out there that could, you know, put the bass out into some thicker cover or some deeper water.
Yeah, there's been a little complaining about the weather. I mean, probably half of it's been me. But when you're catching them good, you forget the weather. So, you know, we're just making the best of it. We've had another wet, windy spring. It'd be nice to maybe get a different kind of spring, but I guess that's what we're going to have. But summer's just hot and not as stormy, and the fish are biting, and that gets rid of those weather complaints. It's helping me.
Right. Dan Kimmel from GreatLakesBass.com is joining us here on Wild Michigan via the Conquest Sense hotline. Dan, are you hopping, across grass mats? Are you fishing the edge of lily pads? What are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing a typical post-spawn early summer pattern. I'm fishing under big schools of small bluegills with a suspending jerkbait, a nice little shiny one. And that's what I caught the giant bass on, and almost all the rest of my keepers have come on that. And a lot of little ones, and the crappies are hitting that little chrome jerkbait like crazy.
Yeah, crappie. You know what? That's funny that they're hitting that, because I mean, I know a lot of times we got vertical jigging for crappie, and there's a good amount in that lake. How has the size been to those fish?
Well, yeah, they tend to be on the small size, like 7, maybe 8 inches, but I had one that was 11, 12 that hit it, and I've had some come up on it that looked in that 10, 11 inch range. So you can find them out here, bigger ones, but they tend to school in big schools of little ones, and then scattered schools of big ones.
Dan, now when it comes to like hot days, we're going to get some days of humidity in like 90 degrees, which, you know, it's not necessarily going to mean that the water temperature is that hot. But still, they're going to look for shade because those surface areas are going to be kind of warm. How would you go after them? I mean, would you be skimming across the top of those grass mats?
Yeah, if there's good grass mats or lily pads on some lakes. Round Lake's it's got a lot of lily pads. It's not the greatest lily pad lake, but there's some deeper ones, and that's what I look for, deeper pads. And then, you know, off the drop-offs, just get outside the drop-offs and try to find any kind of cover outside the drop-off. That's really what I'm doing mostly today.
Okay, and what are you using, aside from the jerkbait, what are you using across for those grass mats?
I have a frog tied on, a horny toad, and then I have some other topwaters I've been playing with. When I've been trying to fish them in holes, like poppers have been pretty good lately. Mm-hmm. Poppers are almost always good.
That's funny. With all the new stuff that comes out, the popper's been around for like 100 years.
I know.
And they still work.
The bass don't seem to get completely, they don't seem to get completely detuned. I have a bunch of different ones, and I try different rattles and thumpers and stuff like that.
Now, what about, I'm going to go old school here for a minute. Let's go back to the old Uncle Josh pork rinds and the Arborgast rats, I just jitterbugs.
Yeah, I throw jitterbug when it's pretty dark, like at night especially, and real early and real late. I don't throw it as much during the day. Hula popper a little bit, but I've been throwing a Johnson Silver Minnow with a pork trailer, just like a dried one trailer this year, and I think the bass forgot about it. They're hitting it good.
Man, that's funny because, look, all the yard sales I go to, those are the things you see. You know, you see the old Johnson Silver Minnow, you see the hula popper, the old Arborgast jitterbugs, all that stuff. And it seems, like you said, it seems honestly that we have forgotten about what has got us to this point. We've got.
Yeah, there's a lot of people think spinnerbaits don't work anymore. You hear people say tubes don't even work anymore. Yeah, they work just fine. You just got to throw them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't understand if they don't work. If you're not using it, how do you know it's not working?
Yeah, then they definitely don't work. So there's a thing with fishermen where we get stuff caught in our head, and that just gives opportunity at yard sales for other people like you and me.
Dan Kimble joining us here, GreatLakesBass.com. Dan is currently out on Round Lake fishing this 4th of July weekend. If you see him, make sure you wave at him, say hi, and hide the cream horns if you're near Dan. But
today it's cinnamon rolls.
Oh, okay. Just what you like me don't need. But I'm not being judgy because you got to eat those things on occasion. We're going to talk more with Dan here in a couple minutes. Dan, I want to find out what's going on. If there's anything about legislation going on, and we'll do that here in a minute. And also, I want to talk to you about that peacock bass thing in Florida because. I wasn't really sure we had them in the U.S., but now you say we do, and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes as well. So I'm going to let you get a couple of casts in, and I'm going to take us up to this break here. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Happy to have you here. Make sure you reach out to us via our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook, and also... if you'd like, you can shoot me an email directly. Maybe you've got a topic you want to hear, or maybe you have somebody you know of that you think our show could benefit from having them on. Love to have you on there. Website or email rather is outdoormailbag@gmail.com. And again, always on the socials. Always happy to answer those questions right away. We're going to come back with Fishin' Dan Kimble. This should be a TV show here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Our good friend Ted Nugent of the Damn Yankees. Don't Tread on Me from their second release. I feel like I'm back in classic rock radio again. This feels good. But anyway, very happy to have you back here. Thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense in Davison, Michigan. Also, our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street 127. Big 4th of July weekend sale going on right now. And thank you to each and every one of you for listening to the show. And thank you, America, for giving us 246 years of a free place to do what we want to do, despite what a lot of other official people would like. Man, this is ours to live freely, and we enjoy it. Very happy to have it. Dan Kimble enjoying the free life right now out fishing on Round Lake. Dan, real quickly, let's talk legislation. Has there been any? Because I know you're very active in, you know, keeping Michigan anglers free and without like lots and lots of ridiculous restrictions. But still those that will benefit both angler and wildlife conservation.
Yeah, lately there hasn't been much in fishing. It's been wildlife, and it's been at the national level, the wolf stuff. And we're trying to get some things passed to get some dedicated money for non-game so we can keep our game species money, you know, benefiting game. And then we're looking at maybe next year's budget getting money for the parks and then a big endowment, a one-time big endowment, and that would be really cool.
You know, it seems too that Parks and Recreation, and I'll say this because my wife works for Delhi in Holt, Parks and Recreation in general is like the lowest thing on the totem pole, but yet the one thing everybody uses.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Everybody's taking that angle during COVID. I mean, we've had a surge in outdoor activity, and people remembered how important that is to Michigan. And we've shown how critically important $11 plus billion hunting and fishing and almost 200,000 jobs in Michigan. So, yeah, let's remember that when it's time to put our money in different places and give the parks this endowment, and then they're set. That would be awesome.
No, I agree. You know, and I'm not bashing any other department in local government. I'm just saying, when it comes to parks and rec, on any level of government, I don't think I've ever seen a millage for that department ever. I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, they're always anemically challenged. Always. So this would really make a big difference.
Yeah, and that goes across the board. That goes for all the counties and everywhere where you live, where you're listening. You know, this is just in general of which I speak, that these things are so important. I mean, look, there within these community parks, there are fishing opportunities, there are hiking opportunities, bird watching, butterfly watching, whatever, you know, counting grass blades, whatever it is, it's outdoors. It needs to be maintained. And you know what? Some of these places need new equipment to help maintain what we enjoy. So, by all means, should it pop up, you know, I would say that's very important.
Yes, this would take a lot of strain off of a lot of other areas so that the money could be spent more wisely because, the DNR is always way behind with equipment and materials and you know, whether I agree with them 100% of the time or not, I still want them to be strong. And it's weird that we have the most resources and yet our DNR is not one of the largest ones.
Well, that's one thing I don't understand as well. I mean, you got guys like David Rose helping out at the fish weir, you know, just regular, you know, private citizens that happen to know a little bit about what's going on, or David in this case, a lot about what's going on, helping out to keep this resource going in the state because the DNR does not have the staff or the funding to get everybody that they need. They rely on the volunteers for, you know, the sturgeon protection up north or, you know, all these other events that go on. It's all about the volunteers.
Right. They're always short-staffed. My nephew just got a summer job with the DNR and he's so excited, but you know, it'd be nice to have more of those available for these kids to learn about the outdoors that way.
No, I agree. Dan Kimmel's our guest here on Wild Michigan. Earlier in before the show started, I posed the question to you about the peacock bass in Florida. I know you've been to another country to fish for peacock bass. It's a beautiful fish, very aggressive, kind of I wouldn't say toothy to the degree of like barracuda, but I mean they're you don't want to handle them, you know, barehanded.
They have patches that you don't want to grab. If you grab them in the right area, you're okay, but you better know where that right area is.
And now I see we have them a subspecies of them in Florida, and that kind of blew my mind. I didn't even know we had them.
Yeah, they put them in there probably close to 20 years ago. But they tried to stock both. The big ones are the speckled, and the butterflies are the smaller ones. The butterflies grow faster, and they ate all the speckled. So they got butterfly. They don't get to 30 pounds, but they did shock up about 5-6 years ago, a world record around 13 pounds. So that one's down there swimming in one of those canals. And they are an amazing fish. I mean, you won't find a harder-hitting, harder-fighting fish. Even the butterflies are still amazing.
You know, it's funny. We worry so much about invasive species, but we grab something like that and put them in the canals. And you can't tell me that there's no chance of them getting in. Are they a freshwater fish, though, right?
Right, right. Yeah, they're related to cichlids that live in saltwater, but they've become freshwater through the thousands of years of being up in the Amazon River and other places.
And for those of you who know what cichlids are, they're not friendly fish to each other either.
Yeah, there's a lot of cichlids. The one interesting about cichlids is they sleep at night, most of them.
Really?
Yeah, so you can only fish for them during the day, but the natives think we're all crazy that we go fishing for them. They just go out at night with a light and spear them.
Well, there's that. You know, we do it the hard. We always do things the hard way.
Yeah, but it sure is fun.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious! Dan Kimmel joining us here. So, what are your other plans for the summer? I mean, do you have any bigger bodies of water? Are you going to hit St. Clair this year? Because we know how good that is for smallmouth bass fishing. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I hope to get on St. Clair a few times. We're thinking about trying to get up to say a Burton mullet kind of thing. Maybe once. I haven't done that in a while. But we're always trying to fish like a few new lakes every year, my friend and I. So we're definitely looking at, you know, new lakes. We kind of just get the county map book out and do the finger circle and tap something and hope it's a new lake.
That's awesome. To have that ability. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
To have a boat.
Well, that helps. You know, my friend, two of my friends have nice boats, so it's better for me to jump in their boat and give them gas money, especially this year, gas money.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. You can spend a small fortune just on your own boat alone this year. But, yeah, it's always better to have friends do it. And charters, you know, I'm talking to my friends in the charter captain industry, and they all are still very, very busy.
Yes. COVID has really boosted the fishing community. And it's a terrible way to get it boosted, but I'm just glad to see more people doing it. And I hope we keep them.
You know, it's funny. Dan Kimmel's our guest here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Dan, I find it interesting that it takes being locked up in our own house for whatever safety reasons at the time and what we didn't know, to rediscover the outside,
right.
You know, to rediscover the outdoors and what, you know, we may or may not have been missing.
Yeah, it's no surprise. I mean, you come out of college, you get married, you have a kid, and suddenly you don't have time for fishing. And I try so hard to remind them to make some time. This situation reminded a lot of people. License sales went up for the first time in a long time. And I think it's great to see these people remembering how awesome it is to be outside on the water.
No,
the whole experience.
It is. And, you know, when you get days like even days of 90 degrees, look, there's shade around the lake that you can still flip a lure down into the pads or a grass mat or something or drop something and do a drop shot with something that you're able to catch fish. I mean, it just gets you out.
Yeah. And there's a lot of shore fishing, too. I get asked about that a lot. And there is a lot of opportunity. You just kind of have to hunt for it and figure it out. And you know, be determined to get out there. There's a place for everybody to fish.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of local parks that have lakes that maybe you could get out and fish those from the shore as well. A lot of people doing it. Dan Kimmel, thank you so much for joining us, man. Good luck on the lake today. And good luck with GreatLakesBass.com is where you can find Dan Kimmel. Also, Mike Green, NotJustGuns.com. Big 4th of July sale this weekend. Hit us up on the website, WildMichiganRadio.com. You can find it all there. And thanks to Doug and Karen Roberts from Conquest Sense. We'll get the Deer Professor on next week, hopefully, here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.